So the learning today should be as chusli nishmas adir chaver chaim elazim ben shem shenaria and also Rabbi Yaakov Yosef ben chaim Menachem ben Zion, and it should be as chus for fuish leim of chaim doy ben menarachol kanali ben shein derachol and abadati ben peril and as chus for all those in Eretz Yisrael. So we continue with Shaar Busha. He says here li'olam yargil adam atzmai. A person should always accustom himself shlo yase davar, not to do anything shechaveroi mispaye shloim arloi. That which his friend would be ashamed to speak up. In other words, don't do something that people would not stop you. Going, for example, Adam Shiyeshle Devar Seser, let's say somebody intrudes upon his friend's privacy. Okay, so someone's having a private conversation and you walk into the room. Now it's awkward for them to ask you to leave, but you need to have enough seichel in your own right to realize there's a private conversation going on. I should step out. Or there's another example where you overstay your welcome. You are a guest in someone else's house, and it bothers him, right? Sometimes you overstay your welcome, and now you become a burden. And it's embarrassing for them. They're too embarrassed to ask you to leave. You should realize in your own right that you shouldn't stay too long in someone else's house. Or you start reading your friend's letters. And your friend is embarrassed to tell you not to. Anything like this. You have to be very careful. Not to be a burden in any area. And not to ask something or impose, whether it's a gift, or to ask to borrow money or to borrow something, in a place where, in a circumstance where you know that your friend really doesn't want to do it, but he's embarrassed to tell you. To respond to empty, meaning to tell you I'm sorry. Someone who has the midah busha, it's hard for him that his friend is embarrassed from him. About this, the Chacham says, love only the man who gives the impression that he cannot get along without you. And even though you need him more than he needs you, but im tachet eloi, if you offend him, hu yim cholokha, he will forgive you v'yare atzma kilu hu achayte, and make it seem as if he did something wrong. So he will apologize even though you did something wrong. Sound familiar, Tzvi? V'hisham imcha devarim she'en atzarech, and he will ask you of things that he doesn't need, so you won't be ashamed to ask of him. In other words, what he's saying here is that basically put yourself in a position that you should be friends with someone who he is so nice and considerate that he'll ask you for favors that he doesn't really need, because he wants that you shouldn't be ashamed to ask for favors back. And so someone who asks for your help, even though, or makes you feel good or compliments you, even though you don't, he doesn't really need you, that's a good friendship, because he understands that he's sensitive to your needs. And in that way, you'll be able to ask things and you won't be ashamed. And that, he'll make you feel comfortable when you make a request. Someone who wants to get himself used to imbusha, yeshev tabit lifnei misha mizbayish vimenu. He should always sit in front of someone who he feels ashamed in front of. And he shouldn't lose his dignity by constantly asking things of others. Once you lose your dignity, it's very hard to find someone to restore it. Perush, meaning to restore and renew what you lost by your own doing. Let's do a little bit more. Yesh mevayish es chaveroi. There's someone who embarrasses his friend. V'loi b'shvil shu sani loi. Not because he hates him. Ela b'shvil esalik b'shtoi. But to remove his own shame. Meaning there are people who lash out at others not because they mean animosity, but because they're hurting. And so the way that they express their hurt is by hurting others. You're miserable. Misery loves company. So you make the other guy miserable too. For example, you do something embarrassing. What did I do? Right? And you out the other guy. You say, what did I do that was so bad? Chaim Yankel is doing the same thing. and you out the other guy because you're embarrassed. Because in this way, he alleviates his own shame. It's not so bad what I did. I'm not the only one. There's terrible. It's a terrible action. To benefit yourself, you're embarrassing others. That's number one. The second, you make it very hard to do tshuva. Because you think, what did I do so bad? I'm like, I'm plenty also. If your defense mechanism is, what did I do that's so bad? The other guy is doing it too. It makes it that much harder for you to realize you did something wrong and do tshuva. And the third, that you're causing others to sin. You're basically making it easier for other people to do the same aveira. Why? You remove the embarrassment because you're saying Chaim Yankel did it. You just did it now also. Now other people are going to say, well, if two people already are doing it in public, I can do it too. And if even worse, you lie about what someone else did in order to remove your embarrassment, then you get a double punishment. Because the worst thing that you did was you lied. And you're impugning the honor of Ksherim. And there are many other evil actions that result of this action on your part.